Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the Disney company. I mean, a great day for the movie industry. Well, we'll tell you. Last week was the release of Oppenheimer, which is a huge success. I mean, fantastic box office success in a way that nobody really expected, with approaching $200 million in domestic gross. And then, of course, Barbie, one of the most successful comedies ever released. And if you treat it as a comedy, well, it's not a tragedy. It's not a melodrama, though it has those elements. And it is the most successful film ever directed by a woman. Congratulations to Greta Gerwig. Today we have Haunted House with Rosario Dawson and Danny DeVito and Tiffany Haddish and all kinds of interesting people. We will be reviewing that a little bit later. But also, today is a day when the entire week there's been a lot of resonance because of the hearings done in the Congress of the United States about UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And that is what used to be called UFOs. So we have a Call of the Week classic about the deep, deep UFO conspiracy. That is from the August of 2010. And this is our Call of the Week.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about the what seems to be a pretty good sized cover-up.
I'm one of those people who believes that there are those in the government who are hiding what they know about UFOs. It's time for the truth to be brought out, that UFOs are not U.S. or Soviet devices. All we can do now is wait for some actions by the UFOs.
One night, my brother and I and a friend of ours were driving real slow in a deserted area, and we saw a little alien craft. And
you hadn't had a few beers or anything?
Well, we might have inhaled a substance or two.
Uh-huh. Houston, we have a problem.
But it was there, and it was no doubt.
Hundreds of high-ranking military officers, pilots, defense intelligence personnel, astronauts, scientists, all maintain that as a result of experiences during the performance of their official duties, they have come to believe that some UFOs are not only real crafts, but probably extraterrestrial in origin.
I think that the vast majority of people probably think I'm nutty.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
It's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at the wheel, and I look off the port bow, and there's this huge white light underneath the surface of the water. I wake my brother up, and I said, John, you got to see this. So he wakes up, he looks at it, and he says, let's go check it out. So we start heading for it, and it starts coming at us because, you know, we were converging with our speeds. It goes right by the boat. I mean, I'm leaning over the side. I'm looking at this thing, and I can't remember if it was a humming sound or a vibration sound. This thing goes right by the boat. It goes right over the northern horizon. It looked to me like it wasn't more than 15 or 20 feet across, and it was the typical two saucers put together with a light swirling around the middle of it.
Ezekiel saw obviously amazing objects in the sky. Daniel was confronted by the supernatural being. Obviously, God uses angels, and then there's always the fallen angels, and the UFOs are they're part of the whole deal. So it's they've been here since the beginning, and they'll be here in the end. I mean, even Christopher Columbus said he saw a UFO, didn't he?
Not that I know of.
You've got some really highly credible people saying the extraordinary, and people have ignored it because the phenomena and the community surrounding it has got a lot of crackpots and nutcases and a lot of sensational stuff going on that has absolutely nothing to do with reality. It's time for the truth to be brought out.
Very curious. Very interesting. I think man is the most interesting insect on Earth. Don't you?
And on the Michael Medved show, there's much more serious talk and, again, congressional testimony from somebody who was assigned to the program meant to monitor UFOs at the Air Force, who claims that he knows that they have wreckage. They have some kind of wreckage of a crashed alien spacecraft that is not human, he says, not from this world. And also he claims there are bodies of non-human beings. Are we going to find out more about this at some point? It seems to me that there are probably bigger priorities. Again, I was talking briefly about what I think a lot of people put together is that the distance of any potential civilization and the literally hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years it would take to travel, even traveling as quickly as you can, even traveling up to the speed of light. When a light year is what it takes light to travel that distance in a full year. And if there was any kind of technology that was capable of going from another galaxy or even another solar system, we don't know that much about other solar systems right now, but to travel that distance and to get here, you would probably be able to avoid crash landing on Earth somewhere. That, it seems to me, to be much the case. A bipartisan group of House members is asking for a new select committee. Just what we need. I mean, they really are very likely to have another government shutdown or the threat of a government shutdown in September, but they're talking about another select committee. This one would be, and this is just news breaking right now, on unidentified anomalous phenomena, more commonly known as UFOs. Why it matters, it's an unorthodox coalition with an equally offbeat goal that reflects growing interest among lawmakers on the subject. Driving the news, in a letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the four lawmakers led by Matt Gaetz of Florida asked for the select committee to be independent and have subpoena power with the goal of collecting information from the Pentagon and elsewhere on UAPs. The letter was also signed by Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who is a member of the Freedom Caucus, Tim Burchett, a Republican of Tennessee, who I'm pretty sure is also a member of the Freedom Caucus, and a Democratic representative, Jared Moskowitz of Florida. Citing flashy testimony from former intelligence officer David Grush, he was the one I was telling you about, to a House Oversight Subcommittee on Wednesday of this week. They argued that the Pentagon has been keeping Congress in the dark on the topic. They said the panel would have an opportunity to work through more significant issues of government oversight, including budget transparency, overclassification, and uncooperativeness with Congress. Great. The House Speaker said last week he would love to see whatever facts and information we have on UAPs, adding, "I'm very supportive to letting the American public see whatever we have." So what do we have on answering the question? What are the words that come to mind first? One word. On the candidates for president. There's a new poll that has an answer to that. We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, the Daily Mail over in London, which actually does some pretty good reporting on American politics, has conducted a poll asking voters to give their one-word verdict on 2024 candidates. And if you were asked to give your one-word verdict on Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we are talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because all the words for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. who were crackpot, nut was the number one designation. Insane. It didn't work out for him. The most common words for Ron DeSantis were fascist, racist, and leader. Well, one out of three ain't bad. The top words for President Trump, and this is a poll that was just conducted. It was actually conducted in June. So not quite just, but a couple of weeks ago. Top words for President Trump, three words. Number one, criminal. Number two, dangerous. And number three, disgusting. As for Joe Biden, old, incompetent, senile, and corrupt. Not great. Ron DeSantis I told you about, this breaks down according to party, of course. And for people who are independent voters, that's the most telling. And the key group to the next election, the poll reports, independent voters are unsatisfied with any of the current choices available, he said. To them, Trump is disgusting, a criminal, and and then they use a word that I can't say on the air. It has to do with a donkey, but also involves an opening in the donkey. yep, there it is. And Biden, again, old, senile, and incompetent. DeSantis gets some credit for his leadership of Florida, while Christie and Newsom, Gavin Newsom, are too unknown to register. What is clear is that for both independents and the American people, the idea of a 2020 rematch next year elicits little enthusiasm. Democrats asked for words to describe their octogenarian president. That would be Joe Biden, picked steady, competent, and honest. For Trump, Republicans picked words patriot, leader, and awesome. And DeSantis got similar words, leader, smart, and strong, suggesting that his main rival's attempts to define him early have not yet resonated with Republicans flirting with picking the Florida governor. What's fascinating about this is to look back in history at some of these similar polls. For instance, during the campaign in 2016, they asked people what the top word was for Hillary Clinton. And they have the numbers here, actually, by far, by 2-1 above anything else. The number one word for Hillary Clinton was liar. Number two was corrupt. Number three was qualified. Which, of course, goes to show that nothing qualifies a president like being a corrupt liar. Yeah, the other positive responses were smart, strong, service, and then the negative words were fraud, money, war. And I'm not sure that's the first word that comes to mind with Hillary Clinton is war. Okay. What's interesting is going back, Pew Research Center had the same thing. And This is for the 2008 election between John McCain and Barack Obama. And the top words for McCain were old, patriot, experienced, honest, conservative, hero, leader, strong, good, integrity, maverick. And for Barack Obama, who was, of course, won the election handily, number one word was inexperienced, then change, intelligent, young, youthful, charismatic, new, energetic, hopeful, liberal, honest, fresh, then scary, and different. Enthusiastic, unqualified, committed. What's fascinating is they didn't get back to weigh the bottom of on Obama, and same with McCain. To negative words like liar or socialist. I think socialist could count as a negative word. It is telling and fairly remarkable. Meanwhile, during a hearing by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government, lawmakers, this is this committee action that we have lots of in the House with the Republican takeover, lawmakers heard testimony from a former female athlete, collegiate athlete, named Paula Scanlon, who was forced to compete alongside the trans-identifying male swimmer, Leah Thomas, who's 6'3", 6'4", Paula Scanlon said this about her teammate at University of Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas. This is clip 7.
While many of you already know this, what you do not know is the experiences of the women on the University of Pennsylvania swim team. My teammates and I were forced to undress in the presence of Leah, a 6'4", tall, biological male, fully intact with male genitalia, 18 times per week. Some girls opted to change in bathroom stalls, and others used the family bathroom to avoid this. When we tried to voice our concerns to the athletic department, we were told that Leah's swimming and being in our locker room was a non-negotiable, and we were offered psychological services to attempt to re-educate us to become comfortable with the idea of undressing in front of a male.
Okay. This testimony was followed up by one of the dumbest suggestions you'll ever hear. A Democratic member of Congress had a unique idea of how to deal with problems like that described by Paula Scanlon. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
And I'm quoting here, insane, catastrophic, chaos.
The Michael MedVet Show.
These are some of the more polite words.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is spending some time in Maine, the president with his first visit to the state since winning the White House, laying out his economic case for a second term. The president telling the audience that inflation is now at its lowest point it's been in 2 years and the lowest for an international major economy.
Wages are growing faster than inflation. That means an awful lot to working people where I come from. They have more money in their pockets than they did before.
Since the president took office, real wages are not up. They're actually down by 3%. Criminal charges have been filed against an Alabama woman for lying that she was kidnapped after stopping to check on a toddler she saw walking on the side of an interstate highway in the town of Hoover. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says his office doesn't see this as a victimless crime. Tim Berg, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Deeply and terribly disturbing.
The Michael Medved Show.
And a few moments ago before the break, we were playing some of the testimony by a swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania, teammate of Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is the transgendered a woman who is still fully equipped as a male, and her fellow swimmers at University of Pennsylvania, at least some of them, don't appreciate sharing a locker room with her. And it seems to me that any of us who have daughters or granddaughters or sisters, okay, you can understand why there might be a certain amount of discomfort. And even Representative Cohen, Democrat from Tennessee, he's from Memphis area in Tennessee. He actually had his own response to the idea of how transgendered athletes could successfully share locker room space with people who were cisgendered females, meaning that they were born as females. Here is what Representative Cohen has to say, clip 18.
Transgender people have been around for a long time, and they have rights, and they need to be respected. I read Ms. Scanlon's testimony. I wasn't here to hear it, and I think Penn didn't deal with your situation like they could have and should have in putting up some type of different barriers in the women's area of the locker room. But that's another issue. But things should be dealt with in a different way. This is an easy way for people to try to get points. pick on a minority group that is the most minority and least understood in our country.
Okay, what does he mean by putting up barriers? What if the so-called transgendered woman says, I'm a woman. I want to be on the other side of the barrier. In other words, if people are going to accept barriers, why wouldn't they accept separate locker rooms? Wesley Hunt, who, by the way, very effective communicator, he is a new black Republican representative from Texas, 38th District. Here is what he had to say in response to Congressman Cohen.
And I can assure you that my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old daughters will not change in front of biological men. This is ridiculous. I don't care what party you are a part of. If you think that we are all equal and the same biologically, you've literally lost your mind. And when my 2 daughters work hard in the sport, work hard in their craft to be the best that they can be amongst other women, they will compete against the other women. I owe Victoria and Olivia and every other young lady in this country that. If you think I'm wrong, I am not the problem. I can assure you. We have an opportunity in this country to get this right in 2024 so we can stop all of this foolishness.
Okay, and there's a little bit more of Paula Scanlon's testimony where she talks about how the athletic department dealt with her in the situation of objecting to sharing a locker room with Leah Thomas. Listen.
To sum up the university's response, we, the women, were the problem, not the victims. We were expected to conform, to move over, and shut up. Our feelings didn't matter. The university was gaslighting and fear-mongering women to validate the feelings and identity of a male.
Okay. Look, this is, again, she is insisting on calling Leah Thomas a male. And given the fact, given the situation that she was placed in, can you blame her? Does she need to be disciplined or, as she put it, re-educated? Meanwhile, speaking about being re-educated, there is a fascinating question about seismic activity at Lumen Field. Lumen Field is where the Seahawks play. It is the football stadium here in Seattle. And we was recently the home for 2 different concerts, incredible concerts by Taylor Swift. She got 72,000 people, I mean just record crowds to each concert. And this is the way that a seismic impact of those concerts was described on King 5 TV. Listen.
Taylor Swift fans are giving Seahawks fans a run for their money, and the science proves it.
Taylor Swift concerts dethroned Beastquake.
2 very different crowds.
Seahawks!
One very similar outcome, both have caused seismic activity thanks to their cheers. The first in 2011, when Marshawn Lynch's touchdown caused Seahawks fans to go wild. And now, when more than 70,000 Swifties filled Lumen Field.
Oh. Somebody posted and said, well, did the Taylor Swift concert make a beast quake? And I was like, oh, I am on that.
How do the 2 big events compare? Jackie points out there are differences. Taylor Swift had a slightly larger crowd and was directly on the field. Plus, the beat helps keep people in sync.
So I want to put that caveat out there because I don't really want to get into kind of a snickering match between Seahawks fans and Swifties. But I will say the Swifties have it in the bag. This was much bigger than the Beastquake in terms of raw amplitude of shaking. And it went on for a whole lot longer. Of course, you know, the Beastquake was a moment in time. But thus far, the Swifties really have the Seahawks fans beat.
Okay. was at one of these concerts as her hearing recovered. Jeremy says, is his wallet recovered? Yes, that's the question. Speaking of recovering, there is a little bit of a letdown. Last week, the two big movies in the country that we covered were Barbie, which is right up there among the top grossing movies ever, and Oppenheimer, which was a remarkable success, especially for a serious 3 hour long historically responsible movie. Today it's a somewhat different offering. We will get to that. We also have David and Lacey, who wrote in on and if you can make that a little bit larger, Jeremy, we could. David and Lacey wrote in about his one-word descriptions for all of the different candidates. He said for Trump, caustic; DeSantis, Bush; Haley, neocon; Christie, fraud; Pence, pompous; Hurd, irrelevant; Scott, pushover; Ramaswamy, questionable; Burgum, desperate; Hutchinson, groomer; Cheney, useless; Cheney's not running; Biden, sewage. I think he may be on the Trump faction of things. We will be right back with Haunted Mansion and the Beanie Bubble movies for this week.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing you a glorious summer weekend. And yes, it's a terrific thing. Will Rogers had a famous statement that he used to make every once in a while. And this is almost 100 years ago, believe it or not. But Will Rogers used to say that Congress is in recess. The country is safe for another couple of weeks. And maybe that's true now and this summer. Meanwhile, the latest from Hollywood, despite the strikes that continue, and let us hope we get resolved soon. Movies that were completed before the strikes, one of them is called The Beanie Bubble. And no, that's not beanie like something that you wear on your head. It's beanie as in beanie babies. And it's the mostly true story. It's sort of like the movie Air, which was about Air Jordans, which was quite a fine movie with Ben Affleck, one of the people behind it. This is about the beanie craze. And we also had that movie Tetris about the Tetris story. This is about Beanie Babies and the guy Ty Warner, who was responsible for that craze. And the film stars Zach Galifianakis, who is outstanding. I mean, he's really very, very good and effective in this film. And he plays Ty Warner, who was a bit of a difficult customer and never married, but very unfair to the women around him, who are played by Elizabeth Banks, who is always a fine performer, and Sarah Snook. And it has to do with some of the personal costs and some of the just dumb good luck that was involved in creating a billion-dollar beanie baby little stuffed animal empire. Listen.
You want to sell high-end stuffed Himalayan cats?
Understuffed, actually, for greater posability.
We're professionals. We're giving the people what they need.
Ty would tell you he did it all, which is as crazy as believing the stuffed animals are gold.
This has always been my company.
Company we created together.
Why do you have to be so dramatic? I mean,
my salary's been reduced 75%.
Yeah, I'm just doing what's necessary. You know, running the real, actual business over here.
There are signs of real trouble.
We are bonded forever.
Have you considered poisoning him? Countless times.
You can see that some of the relationships here are complicated, to say the least. part of what the secrets of Beanie Baby were was that they deliberately did a limited run on the various little stuffed animals that they had, which made them collector's items. But then it turned out that there were too many being made, and the whole thing became a bubble. It's an interesting story, and the film is consistently well done, and all the performances, particularly Zach Galifianakis, who's turning into a first-rate actor, not just a comedian, can very captivating. The difficulty is, as with so many movies like this, there are very few people to care about. The main character is so unsympathetic and deeply troubled and deeply flawed that it's not a particularly satisfying movie to watch. And no, I didn't know much about the background of Beanie Babies, but this film will give you all the information you ever wanted to secure. It's rated R for a few sexual scenes and use of some very tough language. It's available now on Apple TV Plus. 2.5 stars for the Beanie Bubble. Haunted Mansion is not to be confused with the previous version of Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy. This one has quite a cast. Rosario Dawson, Owen Wilson, Tiffany Haddish, Jamie Lee Curtis, Danny DeVito, they're all in it. And it basically focuses on a single mother, played by Rosario Dawson, who goes off with her adorable 9-year-old son to live in a large, old, rundown mansion that she wants to fix up as a bed and breakfast in near New Orleans. But she has a haunting problem, and she actually gets help from a Owen Wilson, who plays a very nonconformist priest and exorcist. She gets help from Lakeith Stanfield, who is a broken-hearted, and you find out why he's broken-hearted, astrophysicist who has a camera for taking ghost photographs, and Danny DeVito, who's a college professor, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who's a non-alive spirit inside a glass bubble. Don't ask. This is a Haunted Mansion.
After midnight, the house comes alive.
This place is haunted!
We need your help.
It's time to assemble the dream team.
If we find someone who can communicate with these ghosts.
I found a professor who knows haunted mansions.
I've been dying to go to this place for years.
Mystery lurks around every corner.
If we don't solve this mystery,
we're stuck here for eternity.
Surprise.
You're all in for a treat.
Okay, not a treat. Absolutely not a treat. And because I have some affection from years and years and years ago, going to Disneyland with my parents and my brothers, and the Haunted Mansion was always kind of fun because it was kind of scary, but not that scary. This is not scary at all. And it is one of the problems with the film, because obviously if you're making a movie like this, you want to be both funny and scary. This one is neither. There are very few laughs and virtually no chills. Now, this despite the fact that Lakeith Stanfield almost creates a character you can care about. The rest of them are basically just reading their lines. The special effects are lame, and the film goes on and on and on. It's only 2 hours, okay, but it feels longer than Oppenheimer, which is a 3-hour film. And it's very hard for me to imagine anybody getting a kick out of it at all. Kids who sometimes will like to see sort of fun-loving films about witches and ghosts and the supernatural. This is more similar to that female-led Ghostbusters that was such a bust at the box office. Except this one has no plot to follow. And, oh, yes, there's also a surprise appearance at the end as a hatbox ghost by Jared Leto. The idea that this has several Oscar winners in it is astonishing. 1.5 stars for Haunted Mansion. It's rated PG-13 and probably could have been PG, though they may feel that, by the way, the story here is there are 999 ghosts inhabiting Haunted Mansion, and they need one more ghost to complete, I don't know why, because that's the plot point, and one of the characters is going to be turned into a ghost. You will not be thrilled or chilled. It is rated PG-13, 1.5 stars for Haunted Mansion, playing at theaters everywhere. Monday, the Republican Party will never be a home for black voters, says one opinion columnist. We'll debate that. What do you say about all the black candidates for president who are doing well? We'll also speak to John Yoo about why we need a special counsel on the Biden family, Hunter Biden matter. And we'll be speaking to Michael Oren, former ambassador for the State of Israel to the United States, about what is happening in Jerusalem, and is there any chance to bring that fractured country back together? That and much more, all coming up next week in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.